want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is egg yolks. My third, or was it my fourth, cooking job was at a Holiday Inn in Greeley, Colorado. I had not yet become smitten with the idea of being a chef. Dragging my ass out of bed in the chilly pre-dawn hours to get to my job as a breakfast cook was not greasing the wheels towards any such destiny. But I had to pay rent, like we all do in some form, so I punched the clock. One morning, while cooking, I cracked what looked like any other ordinary egg into my well-seasoned egg pan. Lo and behold, the egg contained not one but two yolks. Two yolks, but within one white. I was bewildered. I quickly got another egg, and it happened again. I called my chef over. He chuckled a moment and said, "Every few hundred cases, we get a run on those double yolkers. Folks like the extra yolk, actually. I call them Siamese twin eggs." And he went out the kitchen's back door and smoked a Marlboro. The Siamese twins of subsequent international fame were born ignominiously in 1811 on a riverboat at a fishing village in Siam. Their first names were Chang and Eng. They were yoked together by a band of flesh connecting them at the base of their chests. As a side note, they were actually not Siamese, if you don't please. They were Chinese. In the twists of time, they became entrepreneurs and turned their act into the most successful of all of the showmen of America for a time. But there's even more to be amazed by. They got married to twin sisters by the names of Adelaide and Sarah. The twins and the twins' wives went on to produce 21 children. That must have made for some unique bedroom decorum. I went to our cookbook library and retrieved the Time Life The Good Cook series book on eggs. I read this. Almost 20% of the yolk is protein. The remainder is composed of water, a plentiful supply of fat, vitamins, and minerals. Further study taught me that the odds of getting a double yolk are about 1 in 1,000. Heredity can cause some hens or breeds to have a higher propensity for double yolks, but it most often occurs in chickens that are just beginning to lay eggs. Not to get hung up on the double yolks note, but even a normal egg's yolk is a miracle for many reasons. Where'd we be without them? Steakhouses without béarnaise? Please. Pastry chefs without pastry cream? Senseless. Caesar salads without Caesar dressing? Treason. Creme brulee minus egg yolks? Burnout. Cured egg yolks are popular now. My wife, Janet, and I had a fine presentation prepared by Chef Jeremy Ford of Stubborn Seed. He served cured egg yolks with pomme soufflé and caviar, eggs and eggs, if you will. Let's go back and check in on the Siamese twins. They retired in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Does that town's name ring a bell? It's the birthplace of TV star Andy Griffith and was the inspiration of the fictional town of Mayberry. I can't help but imagine Mayberry's lovable town drunk, Otis, waking up savagely hungover in his jail cell and finding Chang and Eng jailed next to him. Maybe all would be saved by a visit from Aunt B, serving a breakfast of eggs over easy and no broken yolks. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.